Good evening, everyone, and welcome to An Hour with an Angel. I'm Steve Becko, Editor-in-Chief of the Golden Age of Gaia, and with me today is Linda Dillon, Channel for the Council of Love, and author of The New You, The Great Awakening, The Jesus Book, In the Midst of a Core Issues course, and I hear rumors of another course perhaps starting in the new year, Linda. How is the Core Issues course, first of all? I did, Linda. I was reading a quotation from Ashira, and it set me to looking at my own judgmentalness and anger, and I found fear below that, and I processed the fear, and I wrote it up. In fact, I wrote it up in the midst of the experience, and so people can read how what I mean when I say I processed it. And surprisingly, I emerged, not at the end of a fear, like a fear of heights or fear of the water or fear of crowds, but at the end of fear itself. All fear vanished. And I'm living, this is maybe the third day since then, and I'm living a life without fear. I feel normal. So to speak. Well, it's removed something, and so I just feel happy, peaceful, ready to initiate something rather than always responding to somebody else and being kind of on my guard, which I was a lot before. So it's very pleasant. It didn't launch me into bliss or love, anything like that. It just left me without this constant companion of fear that I had. Yeah. Yeah.
Now you really are ready for blast off into the inspired self, into co-creation, and really whatever you're choosing to do.
Yeah, it's ready for anything, really. This is the clearing the decks. It's our fears that... It's interesting. Well, you bet. Well, I wish this for everybody. We're going to, before we leave that, is there anything you wanted to say about later on, or do you want to keep that under wraps for a while longer? A Christmas present here. Wow. Thank you. Well, this conversation today will be chapter one in the book on universal laws. So why don't I let you make your transition and we'll have Sanat Kumar come on and give us chapter one of the book, which is we're going to ask Sanat today to talk about the overview, the philosophy behind all the universal laws. The criteria that were used to select the 13 laws that have been deemed to be appropriate for our ascension, kind of get a feel for this as a whole rather than as 13 discrete laws. So with that, why don't I welcome Sanat Kumara, our planetary logos and keeper of the universal laws. Yes.
We are eager to share it.
Thank you. Oh, I think that was a very good introduction, Raj. Thank you very much for that in our unfolding chapter one here. I'd like to ask you, what criteria were used to select the 13 laws from among the many universal laws as the ones we should focus on in this ascension? Well, in giving us the laws, Raj, would it be correct to say in some sense, that the mother has given us her all? You said that she hasn't held anything back. In giving us the laws, she's in effect given us the way she works. Is that not correct?
There has not been any ritual. There has not been any holding back. She is saying to you, this is how you do it, my beloved children. And you are doing it first on Terra Gaia. But there is a whole progression ahead of you. And it is very exciting. And even the progression for Terra Gaia.
Well, Raj, can I give you a concrete example to play with to show us how these laws can be invoked? And I'm hoping in your response you'll use the same approach that Ashira did, which I found so helpful, in which he went from law to law, showed how each contributed. Can we take the example of gender equality on the planet? We're seeing some of the ways in which women have been kept down being revealed in our mainstream media, but certainly in the alternative media. How would we use universal law to manifest gender equality on the planet? has. Oh, that, I feel impertinent saying that was well done, Raj, but that was very well done. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. The the next phase, it seems like, you know, we're hearing on the radio so many things happening. David Wilcock recently did a summary in which he looked at things day by day, and it was some major event every day. And it seems like we're nearing the time when we begin our work to build Nova Earth. Now, we are going to be doing that by working with the universal laws. This time, we're not going to create a monstrosity, as we have, say, in the last century many times. So can you talk to us, please, about the task of building Nova Earth through the use of the universal laws? That was a tour de force, Raj. Thank you very much for that. And we're going to do it again. Do you want to say anything in closing about the course that that you were communicating to Linda this morning, I think? Thank you so much. Farewell, Raj.